Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. There goes Gehringer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by York for a passed ball. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Larry, who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of lobs. Feller reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to third. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Feller scores. Larry moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from York and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Campbell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Jake Wade now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Ross moves to third. Wade moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross scores. Wade moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale strikes out. There goes Campbell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Heath moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Keltner scores. There goes Hemsley trying to get to third. Lobs throws the ball into Ross, who tags Hemsley for the out. It's 9-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobs throws the ball into Gehringer, who tags Larry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lobs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Lobs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Trotsky reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer is hit by the pitch. Walker moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Feller bunts towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets pinch hits for Jake Wade. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Mark Christman pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Johnny Allen now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Ross scores. Christman goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Indians. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. JoJo White pinch runs for Dixie Walker. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 4 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 9, Indians, 9. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. JoJo White now playing left field. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 4 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.